You know, it's important for us to give back to the community, be able to invite these 350 kids here to this camp today. Obviously all free. We want to make sure that we're combining sports and athletics and education and healthy lifestyle with everything. So Pro Camps is doing a great job of putting this on. Medtronic has been a great sponsor with us. My daughter Corey, who runs the foundation, has done an unbelievable job, and I think the kids are here having a lot of fun. So, questions?
Yeah, how enthusiastic are they to be out here?
They're having an awful lot of fun. They're excited. I think anytime you can get out and get out of the weather, number one, and today, and come inside and have some fun, get to know some other people that you didn't know before, and enjoy yourself, learn some techniques in football, learn some different skill sets. I think that's always fun.
Does this take you back to Adam's youth and watching him at that age?
Yeah, but I always paid.
Whenever you guys started the Mike Zimmer Foundation, there were always talks of camps coming about. Now to see the first one, what does it mean to you personally?
Yeah, it's really great. Pro Camps puts on a lot of camps for a lot of the players, and it's kind of funny because, like, when we started talking about doing this, all the players charge for it, and one of the things we always say is, what would Vicky do? WWVD, what would Vicky do? We say, it'd be free. So that's what we try to do, is we come in and, it's more about these kids having fun and enjoying themselves. And that's really all we're trying to do. But it's, to see, this. And actually, when they signed up, I think we gave like 200 to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and then the rest were first come, first serve, sign up on the website. And they had so much demand, it crashed. So it was good.
Mike, when you're coaching kids as opposed to your players, obviously, what are you like?
What do I like?
What are you like when you're coaching kids?
Oh, much different. I'm a lot more congenial, I guess is the best way to say it. I see a lot more positives than I do with the negatives. To me, it's just these kids having fun, enjoying the sport, enjoying getting out and doing things. One of my pet peeves has always been, when I was growing up, which I know is a long time ago, but, you drive by baseball fields and softball fields and football fields, and you'd always see people out there playing sports. And now, these fields are all, unless it's a organized team activity, the fields are all unused. And so, if we could ever get it to, again, to where these kids, they go out and they go play baseball, or they go play softball, whatever, I think it'd be great for not only the state, but, the United States. Now, I'm not a politician.
Your take on the signing of Michael Floyd and kind of what you feel he brings to your team?
Well, Michael's a big, strong, physical guy that has size and strength and speed. He had a couple really good years in Arizona, and what we're trying to do is continue to add as much talent and depth as we possibly can.
How did you weigh in the process, the off-the-field problems that he recently had, and decide whether to bring him in?
Yeah, well, we always do that, and understand, we always try to weigh every situation. But, he's from here. I think he has a good support system, and with Harrison Smith and Kyle Rudolph partly. A lot of those things were factored in and entered into it.
How's the eye?
Good. I had another little surgery last Wednesday, so it's healing.
How many surgeries are you up to? Have you lost count, or what's the number?
Eight.
Eight total? Okay. You think that'll be the last one, hopefully, or?
Thought that before.
Oh, really?
We'll see.
What did they do on this one exactly?
you know, it's so complicated. But they took the silicone oil out. They put the gas bubble in. You know, so.
How excited are you for OTAs to finally be here?
Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, our guys have done an unbelievable job this off season in the weight room, in the phase two, in the classroom. You know, I love how this team works. I love how they pay attention to detail. I'm excited about this football team.
Be able to work with you guys now. I know legally it was kind of up in the air. What does that do for his ability to kind of get assimilated in this offense earlier than he would have been able to otherwise?
Yeah, well, it's important. You know, Michael's a very, very intelligent person, so I don't think he'll have any problem catching on to the system or anything like that. But, you know, to get out here and do it and be around the other guys and be around the quarterbacks, I think that will help.
How do you feel just looking at the offseason? I presume Michael Floyd would be the last key piece to the offense, but just how you've improved the offense. Running backs, Floyd a receiver, offensive lineman, how do you feel it's gone improving the offense?
Well, I think we've tried to improve obviously every area, but you know, we put a special emphasis into trying to get the offense better with the offensive line. We draft two, we signed two in free agency. You know, we signed two, draft a running back, sign a running back, had some receivers. You know, we're looking for players that can flip the field. We're looking for players that can score touchdowns. You know, I think somebody told me when we've scored 21 points, our record is 22-6 or something like that. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do is score 21 points, how we can do it. And but I feel good about it. I feel good about the things we've accomplished. I think Rick's done a great job, and all the people. I think our coaches have done a nice job in supplementing the people that we need. And now it's gelling them together and trying to build upon the chemistry and the, you know, the character building and things like that we have to do in order to get this team to where we need to go.
Even though you don't have Pierce anymore, could you go so far as to say that maybe overall on offense, this is the best offense potentially you've had since you've been in Minnesota?
I mean, I've seen them run plays against garbage cans right now, so it's the best one against garbage cans I've seen. Good. All right.